a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to our first meeting of Senate Appropriations on Friday, January 23rd. Secretary, please call the roll.
Here.
Thank you. We do have a quorum this morning. Before we get started, I see we have one FFA person. If you'd like to come to the microphone and introduce yourself, we would like to welcome you.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Hansen. I'm with the South Dakota 4-H Youth Council, and we are here shadowing today. So there's about 17 of us around.
Great. Carolyn, where are you from?
I'm from Churton.
Turton, is someone here, one of your shadows?
I'm shadowing Senator Hunstead today.
Oh, great. Well, thank you, and welcome to the committee. Did I miss anyone? Are there anybody else? No. All right. Great. Well, this is our first meeting, so we'll get started here. Just a reminder, we are on the Internet so that folks at home can listen. Anyone that provides testimony, as a reminder, please sign in, and the sign-in is right outside this meeting room. So with that, we'll start with Senate Bill 39, which is to make an appropriation to the Department of Education to reimburse certain school districts for consolidation incentives and to declare an emergency. Good morning, and please identify yourself.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Tammy Darnell with the Department of Education, and I'm here this morning to ask your support of Senate Bill 39. If you've read through the bill, Senate Bill 39 is our annual request for an appropriation for school districts which have consolidated. This year, we have three new consolidations that have taken place. That is Highmore and Harold, Mobridge and Pollock, and then Polo has consolidated between Falkton and Miller Area Schools. Each of those schools is eligible for $600 per student, up to 400 students. We also have three districts that are in their second year of reorganization. That would be Irene Wakanda, Platte Geddes, and the Kadoka Midland Consolidation. Each of those are eligible for $200 per student, up to 400 students. The total for this comes to $1,154,293. I ask for your support on this bill, and I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Darnell. Are there any questions? Seeing none, thank you. Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents? 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 Seeing none, I will close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for action or discussion. Senator Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to bring something up, and it's actually in not relationship to the bill itself, but I'd like to amend the bill, if I could, ma'am, on line 11 under section 3. Following the word obligated, insert by June 30th, 2009. And I can make that motion for discussion, please.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Bartling, seconded by Senator Hunstead to amend line 11 of the bill by June 30th of 2009 after obligated. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Discussion on that motion.
Madam Chair.
Senator Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and finally wiser, I don't know, but when I refer to Chapter 4-8, and I looked that up in the codified law, it talks about reversions. And what caught my attention is that if we aren't really prescribing a date certain for any reversions on these special type of appropriations, and I realize there probably won't be any reversions because they're actual dollars, but in light of, you know, our financial situations and whatnot, I guess I feel more comfortable that if we do put dates certain, that that any unobligated or unexpended, and of course obligated could carry it out past a fiscal year, that anything that happens to be left would actually revert, fall to the bottom line. And I guess I feel that this is fiscally prudent, and would just offer that for a motion to the or for action by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? You know, I think there needs to be a clarification, Senator Bartling, because I'm not sure, because this is dollars that are expended, so they've already been, so there wouldn't be any, my logic, there wouldn't be any reversion. So if I could get a clarification on that, if that's okay, if I could ask Ms. Darnell to address that, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, these numbers right now are pretty firm numbers. And also, I can understand your concerns and everything, but if you do feel the need to add a reversion clause, I really need it to be 2010, because there's a good chance these dollars won't be paid out until after July 1st.
Senator Bartling.
Thank you. And I can understand the 2010, but I think the word obligated would cover that. If it's already obligated and it does reach past June 30th, 2009, I think that obligation.
Okay.
Ms. Darnell, do you want to respond?
That may be, but I'm not comfortable that that would fully do it in a court of law, because we don't have any written contract or anything between the school districts. I would really feel more comfortable if you have to put a reversion date if you did it 2010.
Any further discussion on that? Senator Bartling.
Thank you. May I ask LRC staff, Aaron, can you help in a direction here? Thank you.
As far as the obligated portion of that, if there's, I would have to agree with Ms. Darnell, if there's not a contract, I don't know if that would hold up in the court of law if we don't have anything from writing between the school districts and the state. We would probably have to get advice from our attorney in the office to find out for sure. But as far as the reversion, I mean, going out to 2010, is a possibility. Obviously, with the emergency clause on it, as soon as the governor signs this bill into law, it would take effect. So there would be some time there. But if the department feels that all the payments wouldn't be paid out by the end of the year, then we would have an issue there.
Senator Bartling.
In light of that, feeling that Aaron has covered it, I would amend my amendment to June 30th, 2010.
Is there a second to that amendment? Okay, so now what we're voting on is an amendment to the amendment to change it to June 30th, 2010. Any discussion on that motion, on that amendment? Senator Haverly?
Well, in light of what we've just heard by both Ms. Darnell and our own LRC, I would ask the members to oppose any amendment to this at this time. And Senator Bartling, you'll have another opportunity, another shot at this thing later. But I would ask that we go ahead and move this forward and oppose any kind of an amendment at this time.
Thank you, Senator Haverly. Any other discussion on this motion to amend the amendment? Hearing none, what's before you then is the amendment to the amendment that on line 11, after obligated, it would be by June 30th, 2010. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed say nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bartling, aye. Funston? Aye.
Collars?
Aye.
Thorstrom?
No.
Brown?
No.
Haverly?
No.
Hudmont?
No. Motion fails. Now, you're going to have to assist me with this. Are we back at the original amendment then? All right, so the original amendment now we're voting on would be by June 30th, 10. Any discussion on that? Senator Haverly.
Madam Chair, I move do pass Senate Bill 39.
We're voting on the amendment.
Oh.
This is the original amendment of 2009.
I should.
Okay.
Okay. No.
I withdraw
my motion.
All right. Is there any discussion on the amendment now, which would be June 30th, 2009. Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion to amend signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bartling, aye.
Funston?
Aye.
Collars?
No.
Thorstrom?
No.
Brown?
No.
Haverly?
No.
No. Motion fails. And the vote was 5-2. Now, we need a motion for the bill. Senator Haverly.
Now we'll try this again. Thank you, Madam Chair. Move do pass Senate Bill 39.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Brown. It's been moved by Senator Haverly, second by Senator Brown to move Senate Bill 39. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bartling, aye. Funston? Aye.
Ballers?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Brown? Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Let's see. Senator Brown, I think some of those schools are in your district. Would you carry the bill on the floor, please?
I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, thank you. We'll move to Senate Bill 47, which is to make an appropriation for costs related to suppression of wildfires in the state and to declare an emergency. Good morning. Please identify yourself.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Josh Larson with the Bureau of Finance and Management. I come before you today to ask for your support on Senate Bill 47. Senate Bill 47 is the bill that we come before you every year and request the backfill to pay for the state's share of costs related to fighting wildfires in the Black Hills and the state of South Dakota. I believe Mr. Williams is handing out a document here that kind of backs into how we arrived at the $641,000 number this year. Just for a little background on this bill, the way the state pays for wildfires, pays for the state share of wildfires in the state of South Dakota is by spending the money first and then coming to the legislature and asking for an emergency special appropriation to pay for the state share of fighting those fires. And we do it that way simply because we're not able to project how much a fire is going to cost from year to year, as you can see is evident in the handout that was handed out. In 2008, a special appropriation of a little over $4 million was approved, and by the grace of Mother Nature this year, we're just asking for $641,000 to pay for the state share. I can stand by for questioning.
Thank you. Are there questions? Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I remember this bill every year as it comes every year. Why? Was it just the fact that there was not a lot of fires up in the Black Hills this year or around the state that the cost is so low? And is there an increase or a decrease on federal reimbursements that you're seeing this year?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Senator Haverly. Yes, we were blessed this year to not have many fires on state lands. And as you can see, we're still kind of waiting for federal reimbursement from some fires that happened two summers ago. So that would be the greatest portion of the federal reimbursement that we're waiting for. As you can see, that we're still waiting on reimbursement from Alibaba and Box Elder. So that chews up the lion's share of our federal reimbursement.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So when you get a reimbursement, How does that play into the picture of the amount? I mean, you're just asking for the state's portion. You're not asking for an additional amount to cover somebody else's amount, whether that be federal or whether that be local fire department dollars that were involved. Am I correct on that?
Madam Chair. Senator, the state upfronts everything, and then we rely on reimbursement from the feds or the locals, and the reason we do that is we might not get the help that we've had to fight those fires in the future if we don't pay up front, and then we have to get our money back. So we up front everything.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So what happens when you get the reimbursement and the state's already paid for the fire? Does that go into the fund then?
Madam Chair. Senator, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Just a question. Why is the typically feds late, but I mean, you're talking about fires 2 years ago. We still haven't got full compensation from the federal government. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Madam Chair, that's correct. I know that it's in the past we've kind of gone back and forth with trying to speed up the federal government in helping us out and paying their portion of it, but I think it just gets lost in the bureaucracy of the federal government.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much. Are there any other proponents? Good morning. Please identify yourself.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Members of the committee, Chris Peterson, Finance Officer for the Department of Agriculture. Mr. Larson covered pretty much everything needs to be said regarding the amounts. Just from our standpoint, the Department of Agriculture that has the Wildland Fire Suppression Division works very closely in with our federal financial reporting systems regarding fires and the fire accounting to work with the Bureau of Finance and Management to kind of arrive at the numbers here. So it's kind of a collaborative effort between BFM and Department of Agriculture, but we can also stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, thank you. Any other proponents? Any opponents? 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 Seeing none, I will close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Senator Haverly.
Move due pass Senate Bill 47.
It's been moved by Senator Haverly for due pass on Senate Bill 47. Is there a second? Second by Senator Bartling. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bartling?
Aye.
Pollard?
Aye.
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Since this is Black Hills, Senator Haverly, would you like to carry this bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Senate Bill 48, to make an appropriation for costs related to disasters in the state and to declare an emergency. Good morning. Please identify yourself.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Christy Turman. I'm with the South Dakota Department of Public Safety, and I'm here to ask your support this morning of Senate Bill 48. Senate Bill 48 is an emergency special appropriation for the Emergency and Disaster Fund to cover costs of disasters that have occurred in the state. Section 1 appropriates $1,916,721 from the general fund into the Emergency and Disaster Fund. This is the estimated negative balance in the fund after all obligations have been met. Just to give you a little history of how we got to this number and where we're at today, the fund balance as of December 31st, 2008 was -$1,015,053. We anticipate an additional $901,668 in expenses to close out these emergency incidents. When these outstanding costs are paid, we anticipate again the fund balance of -$1,916,721. Some of you may recall that the last time the funds were placed into the Emergency and Disaster Fund was during the 2008 session when $4,337,522 was appropriated by Senate Bill 47. Again, I ask for your support of Senate Bill 48, and I will stand by for questions.
Thank you. Questions? Senator Haverly.
Do you have the same problem as the previous? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, yes, we do. It takes a long time for, especially for large projects, large dollar amounts. FEMA has a process where they have to go through the entire project and approve that final payment, and that we've moved some of them through. We still have some of them left, and that accounts for some of the anticipated expenditures.
What's your process then for soliciting those funds through the federal government?
I'll try to summarize it as best I can. We work with the applicant to put together a project worksheet that documents the damages that they have incurred. FEMA and the state and the local applicant go through that process together. That project worksheet is submitted. If it's a small dollar amount below a certain threshold, that funding is paid out in one lump sum. If it's above a larger, or if it's above that threshold, then it is made in certain increment payments as the work is done. And in this case, some of the work is completed, some of it is still ongoing, but the major issue for some of the older expenses are that we're waiting for that last final okay from FEMA to make that payment.
Thank you. Any other questions? Senator Ahlers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, I'm just listening to what you're saying here. You said anticipated costs, so this is not a firm number at this point. It could be less than this amount?
Madam Chair, this is what we know in anticipated expenditures for what has been the paperwork that has been submitted. There's also been three presidential declarations this year. One of them was in November of 2008. We're fairly certain on what that's going to be, but that is the one that may not be as firm as the other two. That one may go up, but this is as firm as what we have for the damages that we've documented to this point.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
My follow-up question would be then, too, does this number account for work that is not finished?
Madam Chair, if we have been able to document what that work is going to be, and in most cases we have on the project worksheet, then there may not be work completed on this latest disaster, but they may have written up the project worksheet already and they know what it's going to cost. They just don't have it completed yet.
Anything further? Great. Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other proponents? Any proponents? Are there any opponents? Opponents. Seeing none, I will close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action.
Madam Chair, move do pass Senate Bill 48.
It's been moved by Senator Haverly. Do pass on Senate Bill 48. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Brown. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to do pass Senate Bill 48 signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Motion carried, 7-0. Thank you. We will move to the next bill. Oh, I need Senator Bartling, will you carry that on the floor, please? Okay, thank you. I am going to defer Senate Bill 49 for today to a later date. However, is there anyone here that has come to provide testimony on that bill that cannot be given at a later date? No? Okay. Thank you. We have no more bills before us. Anything else? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
moved by Senator Bartling, seconded by Senator Hunstad. All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you very much for our first.